celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Good day, every day. Turn the clouds, we'll free the rain.
Monday, March the 4th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Later in the hour, we'll have as a guest, actually we have two guests this hour, don't we? We have a lady named Karen Reinhart.
Yes.
Who has a very interesting take on her role as a mother and a blogger. Do you know this lady personally?
I do.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
All right.
Modern
also,
blogger. I'm going to be talking about the sandwich generation and caring for your parents.
And then Dennis Rodman talks about his trip to North Korea. He's got a message from Kim Jong-un Boo-hoo.
Moon.
To El Presidente Obama. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments.
Do you think that Dennis Rodman's a new Shirley Temple?
Only maybe with his hairdo.
I think he's a new ambassador. I think we should bring him on. He's our new guy, I think.
All right. If you have not been listening to the Good Day program thus far this morning, you have missed a great deal, as is usually the case, if I do say so myself. We miss, what is that? It will explain, miss a minute, you miss a lot. So this morning's theme has been drama. You can listen to hour number one and hour number two of the Good Day program, the podcast, at DougSteffen.com or TuneIn Radio or on the Good Day app or Radio America, wherever you listen. You'll find, I think even I would suggest, Richie, that there is a pithy conversation going on about drama and how to not make your thoughts your prison. You engage or not, depending on how you feel. Right, exactly. So if you have a lot of da-da-da-da in your life, and it creates problems in your life, maybe you ought to think about not engaging in the drama and therefore eliminating some of the problems that you have, because there are outside things. Most people who wrap themselves around drama, they're outside things that then get inside of you. And they work on you. And then they make you upset. And then you get into a point where you're in anger or you're in fear or you're in whatever emotion you want to come up with. I suggest to you that the word of the day might be courage. If you take courage and have the power to face this reality, why you engage yourself in this drama, can you extricate yourself from it? Maybe with difficulty, because a lot of people reserve in their minds this place for drama. And so I would suggest, or at least I'm thinking, as I give it a lot of thought over the weekend, I was around some outside circumstances that made me think about, and then having conversation with people that I care about and who care about me, thinking about these obstacles to moving on. Why would it's not healthy. Why would you want to have all that stuff in your life? Why would you want to feed into it or from it? And so that's why I'm happy to tell you. And I'm like this. This is sort of, I'm a cold turkey kind of a guy. And Richie will tell you, over the years that he's known me, when I decide I'm not doing something, I just,
That's it.
Done, over, finished. But it becomes important to recognize what's there first, so that you can just decide, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to involve myself in this and that. I'm thinking, you know, I've been involved in town government for a while. I've been in this town where I live. And I've actually been thinking about a couple of really dramatic things. One of them, extricating myself from government, because I didn't like the way that, frankly, some things had been done that involved. I got into it to sort of try to fix some of the things that I thought were wrong because I was being critical. And now I think, you know, engaging in it, it doesn't, all it's done is cause me pain. And I didn't fix anything. I don't think that I have, at least. So I'm not going to, I'll try something else if it comes to making things better. And I actually am thinking about moving out of Framingham, which is really
wow,
dramatic. Yeah,
that's a big thing for you.
Whoa. It is a big thing for me. Yep, it is. So, anyway.
To get away from the drama?
I've just had enough. Mm-hmm. The people and whatever, you know, I've fought long and it's cost me a lot to try to save these farms. And I don't think anybody really gives a damn. So I'm thinking, why am I doing this? I mean, I was doing it wasn't doing it for me, and at least I didn't think I was. I thought I was being the good guy to try to save this part of town where I lived all my life, and I don't feel like I have. I think I'm all alone in this. So why would I continue?
They'd rather see townhouses and strip malls.
I don't know, but they don't seem to be jumping off of. They don't seem to be jumping to help fix something that I took on myself, but yet benefits the whole town. I mean, I think a lot of us, we are all here to help. I am a great subscriber to that feeling, that theory. But, you know, at some point in time, you got to realize that if you don't have people helping you or working on it, because this is a very difficult job, and especially in these economic times. So if I don't find a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon, I'm figuring nobody cares. Otherwise, they'd have been working out a lot harder along with me. They know what's going on. They know what the reality is. They know what the problems are. So the fact that there's just a lot of lip service being given to it, you know what? I guess I should read the tea leaves and figure that the time has passed. Should I draw a line in the sand and say, oh, well, this is not, you know, you're going to be just like everybody else and give up? I don't know about giving up. I've worked hard to not give up, but I see that this is not working. It just doesn't work anymore. So I'll go somewhere where me protecting or having animals in 300 or 400 acres of land someplace, maybe not even in Massachusetts, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I will always have cows in my life, for sure. It just maybe not here. So
can't do it in California, though. You know that.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I'm not sure that that's true. I've been nosing around. And there may be some ways of doing it.
You're going to move from Massachusetts to California?
I might. Yeah, I might. I am. I might do that. Or maybe I'll go to
Central Coast, Fresno, Lawson area. They are more favorable to farmers.
There's some beautiful places that could have horses and cows together. I mean, there are some places in
horses
England,
and cows, a glimpse into your future.
Pennsylvania,
horses.
New York.
Horses before.
Horses are okay.
You know,
they're not as smart as cows. We've already established
but
that.
But what about the business-friendly aspects of California?
I wouldn't be. I would never become a resident of California. I just do my thing there, and I don't know. I mean, it's all stuff going through my mind. Who knows what it actually ends up being? But the point of the conversation was that there are a lot of obstacles that you take on in your life. Some you create yourself, and some are created by others, and you can engage in them or not, depending on what may be good for you. What was it I said about take the air mask? What is it that the stewardess, the air flight attendant says, take the mask?
You use the mask, put it on yourself first, and then...
Yeah, but that's not the verbiage.
I know, I'm trying to think of it. Right. It's just the person sitting next to you. It's the end part of it.
Yeah, but there's something else.
We get the gist. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right. So where are we? Well, I want to do our social media in a minute to Jennifer, if we may. And before the half hour is out, I want to get a television report, because there are a couple of things happening to Simon Cowell and Honey Boo Boo and Jimmy Kimmel that may be worth a moment or two of our time. And who's going to be the next judge, new judge on America's Got Talent? All right. That should come up, and it will momentarily here on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Dennis.
Yeah, this is Rob. I need you to look over my GMC Terrain.
You sound like a 50,000 mile man, Rob.
51, actually.
51,163, am I right?
Impressive.
That's what we do, Rob. And the answer to your question is yes.
Pardon?
Yes, we'll check your suspension for you, no problem.
And you'll also look
definitely, that and the brakes.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC Certified Service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Tax and other services including turning or replacing rotors are extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
We'll do that 23. We'll do that later on. Yeah, okay.
I hear you. 18 after Doug's Good Day with Roberta and Jennifer and Richie. So what's the television scoop? Let's do a couple of these items, including Simon Cowell's new deal. And I don't know, I'm kind of over, as you know, Jimmy Kimmel. So if he hosts the Oscars next year, I'm not sure I get too excited about that. What do you think?
Well, let me start with The Tonight Show.
Okay.
Can we start with The Tonight Show?
Perfect.
Okay, because it is our Facebook question, so we can blend social media and TV news, Dougie. How's
good
that
for you,
for you?
Jennifer. Wow.
All right, so the insiders at The Tonight Show are saying now that Jay Leno is once again on his way out and that
really?
They will be bringing in Jimmy Fallon. Huh. Not sure this worked so well a few years ago when they tried this, but, you know, God love them. They're not brain surgeons.
Who are the insiders?
Whose decision is it to leave? That's the question.
It's the network, NBC. NBC's okay.
But Jay Leno's ratings decision. Are better than all the rest of them.
Yeah. But our question at Facebook right now is, do you think that this is a good move? Should Jay stay or go? Do you have suggestions for a new Tonight Show host? People are starting to chime in. And Brian said Penn Jillette, which I think is interesting. He would be a good late night host.
What
I
a
like
disgusting reality. Oh, my God. What a horrible creature.
I don't know
Penn
if he's
Jillette.
The Tonight Show, but he's very funny.
He's not funny. He's a... No. Sorry.
I would personally think that he's funny, Doug, but you can think that
fine.
He's not.
I don't
fine.
Agree.
Doug, why don't you tell Jennifer you what she
Circle
thinks about Penn Jillette, please.
Yes.
Marty Jennifer, you're
said,
thinking incorrectly about Penn
thank
Jillette.
You. Marty said Jimmy Fallon is very funny. Good choice. Chris said Fallon is awful, and Walter says Jay should stay. You can chime in on that, too. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Now, over at America's Got Talent, they have always had three judges on the show, but now, surprise, surprise, it's probably Howard Stern's best day on the planet. They have a fourth judge, and that judge is...
Da-da-da-da.
Thank you.
She must be
Heidi
hot.
Klum.
Oh, wow.
Kind of hot, yeah. So now the panel will be Melanie Brown from the Spice Girls, Howard Stern, Howie Mandel, and Heidi Klum. I don't know why. Heidi's never been in the music or the...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's a supermodel, but I'm sure she will have a lot to say.
Heidi Klum is?
Heidi Klum.
Or Heidi Klum.
Klum, her too. I don't think either one of them bring a lot to the table.
We'll see. We'll see how the chemistry is. It's, you know, it's, I think Sharon Osbourne was a great judge because she could kind of tell it like it is. I think Scary Spice and Heidi Klum might be too nice, but we'll find out.
Mm.
All right. Now, you were mentioning Jimmy Kimmel. He is the front runner to host next year's Oscars. The Oscars want to get old Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, but they don't want to do it. So Jimmy might be our guy.
Not my guy.
Tina Fey said it's way too much work.
Yeah.
Bonnie Franklin, remember her from One Day at a Time?
I know. Best TV
weekend.
Theme, one of them anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Passing of Bonnie Franklin. She starred in a sitcom called One Day at a Time, maybe one of the best television themes.
Isn't it great? And so true when you think about the work.
Yeah, it is. She had that dreaded pancreatic cancer, only 69. She didn't know she had it till September, so in that short period of time.
She was just on Hot in Cleveland. You know, Valerie Bertinelli played her daughter on One Day at a Time and brought her on Hot in Cleveland, and she looked really good.
Yeah.
And that couldn't have been much before September, so it must have been
cute. I always thought the word I would have used for her is cute.
Yeah, she had the cute little dimple chin
thing. Exactly. Yep.
Oh,
yep,
redhead.
Yep. Yeah. So, too bad. 25 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program, a discussion of your relationship with your family, your daughter, your wife, your mom, children, coming up with someone who does a lot of blogging in that area in a few minutes. Dennis Rodman with the Harlem Globetrotters, one of the really fun times I've had in my life. I think two or three visits I've paid to the Harlem Globetrotters
Bulls
when they were playing. No, he was from the Bulls, right? But he's... Now he's not still playing. He plays for the Harlem Globetrotters all the time, doesn't he?
I wasn't aware of that, but I don't know.
I believe he may be, Richie, but I'll let you check it out.
Yeah.
I think the Harlem Globetrotters went to North Korea for whatever, if I remember the story correctly from last week. So Dennis Rodman then shows up with Kim Jong-un, who is Kim Jong-un.
He's a Chicago Bulls fan.
Right.
Who is the Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un.
He's a Chicago Bulls fan.
Correct.
All right. Why is he a Chicago Bulls fan? Do we know?
Last time I talked to him, Dennis Rodman. I forgot to ask him.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So Rodman's
we'll
not.
Next time.
We don't think of Rodman as being the most. Let's see. Secure.
Diplomatic. Anything. He's a little crazy. He likes to party it up.
Person.
Yes. No. So anyway, he gets with Kim Jong-un as they're playing over there, and then the Kim. We'll call him the Kimster. How's that, Richie? We'll call him the Kimster.
I like it.
I'm sure he would love it.
The Kimster says to Dennis, I want to speak to the president. Now, here's some more from Dennis himself.
And could you ever imagine Dennis Rodman being on the Sunday morning political shows?
I know.
Here he is this week with George.
This is his new career.
George stuffing envelopes. Here you go.
He wants Obama to do one thing. Call him.
He wants a call from President Obama?
That's right. He told me that. He said, if you can, Dennis, I don't want to do war. I don't want to do war. He said that to me.
Did you say, why don't you pick up the phone and call President Obama?
No, you know, it's a different story. It's a different story because guess what? The kid's only 28 years old. 28.
That is pretty amazing to think about him being 28 years old.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's what happens when your dad owns the country and then basically dies.
How bizarre to be like, hey, call me. I don't want to do war. Call me. I mean, wow.
But what happens if you do war, pal, is you're lost, long gone, your smoke, poof.
You're Kim Jong-un, long gone.
So maybe you should pick up the phone and call over to Washington. I'm sure the president's number is on the dial.
Get John Kerry on that right away.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Speaking of the White House, Mrs. Obama has spent the last week fending off criticism of her appearance at the Oscars. She said, shoot, my bangs set off a national conversation. My shoes can set off a national conversation. This is just sort of where we are. Everything I do sets off a national conversation. Is that true? Are we too scrutinizing? Is this part of the drama we need to get
out of our lives?
I'll
tell you right now, I really don't care about her bangs. She can have them or not.
I don't really care about her.
I'm okay with that.
One way or the other. It doesn't make much difference. I didn't think it was well done. I didn't think it was necessary, but, you know, it has added to a conversation. Not necessarily substantive, but it's a conversation. 28 after on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
What do I, George Lopez, have in common with seven-time NBA All-Star champion Alonzo Mourning?
Nothing.
Well, besides a winning hook shot, Alonzo, it's that both of us have had kidney disease and had kidney failure.
And after receiving a kidney transplant, now we're both healthy and doing great.
The fact is, 1 in 10 adults in the United States has kidney disease, and it often has no symptoms. So it's important to know if you're at risk.
And that's especially true for minorities, since we have higher risk of kidney failure due to things like diabetes and high blood pressure. A simple blood test may save your kidneys.
Know your risk, get tested, and stay off dialysis. To learn more about kidney disease and its risk factors and about staying healthy, go to DaVita.org. That's DaVita.org.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Today's a good day. I don't live up to my reputation.
The Good Day program for Monday. In a moment, we're going to meet Karen Reinhart. She's going to help us live our lives better in a couple of different ways. Before that, though, I have a tribute. Jennifer and...
Yes. Who died?
I have a tribute to... No. This is a... Hopefully, this is not a tribute about somebody who died.
No,
it's a tribute aimed at Richard C. McFadden.
Oh, yeah?
You see, I have a little problem this morning.
That guy?
Yeah. I have a lot of dust on the screens of my computers. So I just I went to the kitchen to find some Windex, and I couldn't find it, so I called Meredith, and I said, do you remember where the glass cleaner is? Meredith says, no, she doesn't.
She must be a saint, by the way.
She doesn't.
She called her to find out where your Windex is.
She says she doesn't. Under the sink scares her, so she doesn't remember what's
under
the sink.
Don't blame her.
Scares her.
So then she said, but really, I don't think you're supposed to put water on your computer. You're supposed to use a dry cloth to wipe the things out. But she said the person to whom she would go for that advice was one Richard Charles McFadden.
Beautiful.
That'd be great.
And she referred to you as Richie of Oz. The the Richie of Oz, or Richard of Oz is probably better.
I want a plaque on my door that says Richie of Oz. Richie
well, let's
Oz.
Actually, let's play this before we go to the Great Oz.
Yeah.
Let's play this game. I think that it would be okay to use a small amount of Windex on your monitor.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, you could probably get just the same success dusting it with a dry cloth. Roberta?
I think so, too. Well, you take a cloth and you just make it a, just slightly damp with
spit
the Windex.
Spit on it.
Yeah, just slightly damp.
Ugh.
Spit on it.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, Rich. Ugh. Now, the great Rich
and
of Oz.
The Oz says.
The Oz says.
There are actually computer screen wipes.
Yeah,
that
I've
would
seen
be
that.
The optimal thing
that are
to use.
Moisture,
but,
right?
But, right.
Yeah.
But
moist.
Short of that, you could lightly dampen some paper towels.
I knew it.
Turn the computer monitor off.
Mm-hmm.
And then wipe it down, dry it, and then turn the computer monitor back
the
on.
The Great Oz has spoken.
But
really?
Don't spray the keyboard. Not a good idea.
No. Richard of Oz has spoken,
see,
ladies and gentlemen.
Doug, I could see you totally walking in, using your sprayer, the Windex, with the Windex
with like
thing.
A car wash bucket and a sponge.
pulling the hose through the window. I'm just going to spray
that,
it.
No.
No big deal.
No.
It'll dry out.
Well, I wasn't. I remembered sort of something, as Meredith was saying, you know, it's probably not a good idea to put water on. I do remember somewhere thinking or hearing that. But
thank God for Meredith, because otherwise it would be this just crazy right now. My computer's not working. I don't know what's going on.
All right. I just trying to get the smudge off of it from a fly I killed on it last fall.
Oh.
Whatever. All right, so that's the story. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Richard of Oz.
Tis I.
And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S, by the way. When you get
right.
that plaque made, A-W-E-S.
Just be glad that's the A word he's using to describe
it. Don't worry, it'll go back to the other one
soon. I mean,
he's taking lessons from John Boehner about how to get off of your, you know what. Actually, I think it's quite fascinating that Meredith feels like she knows you as well by listening. This is one of the things, if I can point this out, and then we're going to meet Karen Reinhart. One of the wonders of this form of communication, and this is why the radio is so popular and will never be replaced by the other tools that are around that are being used and listened to by people, but you can't have the kind of conversation that we have. And as you know, we have a friend who's a consultant, Richie and I, who is probably the best in the business, really. And so, and engaging him to just listen to what goes on here, other than perhaps not ruining a story with the facts from time to time, as I do. Excuse me. There's a camaraderie and a feeling by people who listen to this program that they really get to know who we are. And that is a wonderful tribute to all of us, frankly. And so we know Roberta, when we're talking about drama and she says, I have the most drama in my life, we all believe it. We do.
Without
we
a
listen.
Doubt.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, we think Roberta has the most drama in her life.
Oh, yeah.
And Jennifer and her loving, kind, sweet, funny ways when she screws things up for me, I can't help but love her, even though... But we get that from the conversations that we have on the air with all of us. So, anyway, I find it interesting that Meredith is sort of a symptom of what I do think goes on as people listen. They feel like they know us because we are ourselves. You get what you get from all of us. And I have
there are five people in this room having this conversation. Doug, Jennifer, Roberta, me, and you.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're happy to have you as the most important participant. Also happy to meet Karen Reinhart, who's the author of Knitting with Hospital Gloves. This lady is a daughter. It's kind of cool. Nice to know that she has a mom somewhere. She's a mother. So she has children. She's a wife. Has a husband. She's a blogger. She's an author. She's a public speaker. She's a dog owner. She's a wine drinker. She's a sorority girl. Okay, I'm picking up on that.
Wow.
Karen Reinhart. Why? What's the connection between you and your sorority?
Oh, it just keeps me off the street corners as an adult. I'm having so much fun networking and with sisters who I've never met, but there's that shared connection, and it's just taken over a huge part of my adult life.
Mm-hmm. So you have people with whom you blog that you feel like you have, and maybe this is an extension of the conversation we were just having
right.
about people listening to us on the radio who feel like they know us, even though most of them will never, ever meet us. And that certainly is the case when you're using tools that are available to us online to connect with people, whether it's Facebook or whether it's Twitter or even using websites or connections on websites. Isn't that amazing how technology has brought us together? That can't be a bad thing.
No, I mean, obviously, you worry about your kids and stuff when they're younger, but I think it's the greatest thing ever. I have met so many people, business people, personal friends, through Facebook and social media. And I've reconnected with people that I knew live and in person years ago through social media. So I'm happy. I can't imagine a day without it.
Really?
Yeah. Me being one of them.
Yeah, Richie apparently fought. Now, have the two of you ever met physically?
Yes.
In person?
At Maria's Mom Talk.
Maria Bailey, who's the host of Mom Talk Radio.
Who is my sorority sister.
Is she? Well, that would make sense, given what you just said about
people.
How many sorority sisters do you have?
Well, bazillions. But actually, Maria and I actually did go to Florida State, and we're in the exact same chapter house together.
Oh, so you knew each other from before, yeah.
Yes, so, back in our college days, and we're not allowed to talk about that in public.
Wow, really? Maybe we ought to get her on the line. By the way, Karen's email, not email, but her website is Karen J. Reinhart, R-I-N-E-H-A-R-T. And in knitting with gloves, I'm sorry, knitting without hospital gloves, what are you bringing us, the caregiver syndrome that we have? You're a mom, you have a daughter, a son, you have a mother as well. So is that about whom you were writing?
Well, it's the whole idea of being, like a lot of us are now, in the sandwich generation, where my kids are in college, so they're quasi-independent, but I'm still responsible for them. And my in-laws and our parents are getting older and are needing care themselves. So I'm kind of stuck in the middle of my parents and my kids and kind of one foot in each of those doors, responsible for them at certain times. And the book came out of years of getting that phone call that somebody was seriously ill and you had to get on a plane and fly to South Florida and take care of them and you didn't know what you were going to see when you got there. And it's basically what I call becoming an instant caregiver. So, you know, for the first time you're taking care of somebody that's not your child. That was easy. You know, when your child is sick, and I was used to that. And when my father-in-law fell ill, for the first time I was sitting there in a hospital with somebody who was sick and the doctor was asking me questions, and I was at a total loss. It's totally foreign experience.
So, let's the idea of connecting. You've maybe heard of the story about this, the CPR not being performed on a lady who was in a nursing home in California, and she died. I wondered, her daughter said she was okay with all of it because she was a nurse and she thought this hospital facility, this facility was a good place for her mother to have been. I wasn't paying much attention to this over the weekend, but I've nosed around a little bit. Man, there's a lot of discussion back and forth on various social media about this event. And, you know, I guess my question may be twofold here. What's the best way to use all of this technology? You're a blogger. You're getting to know all of these people. What comes of that, though? What are you sharing?
Well, as far as being a caregiver or situation, taking care of our families.
Yeah, I guess in this circumstance, because that's what you're interested in. But in general, all of the things that are part of these new communications that we have.
Right.
Some unexpected consequences come from this, don't they? Good and bad?
Good and bad, yeah. Again, I'd like to focus on the good. I can say personally, it's really been an honor. You know, I've seen, like, for instance, a Facebook friend, didn't know her in person. She was local. Had been posting about her mother was in the hospital and was posting her frustrations that her mother was getting worse. They weren't getting any help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I messaged her and said, can I help you? I've been there. I will come over to the hospital. I will be there. And long story short, I did end up going over and intervening on behalf of this family. Because what happens when your loved one is in the hospital, the patient and the caregivers, family members, I call them pod people. People change when they walk into the door of a hospital. They're normally strong people.
Yeah, they give over to the power of what they think is medicine or doctors,
well,
these all-powerful gods.
They just sit back and whatever the doctor says must be true.
Yes.
So,
well, it's very intimidating. It's a very foreign world, so people get intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fear. And the other very distressing thing I have learned recently is that especially elderly patients are afraid to question or anger a doctor because they feel such a need. They're like, you know, don't say anything to him because we need that doctor. As if there's not 50,000 other doctors, you know, down the hall.
And you want as much attention as you can get. And I think a lot of people feel like they won't get it if they ask a lot of questions, if they'll get maybe
passed
over.
Or get shuffled off.
Right.
Right.
How
exactly.
Dare you question
just,
me?
Yeah, and it's just the opposite.
And, you know, the reason that I bring this up, Karen Reinhart is with it, the author of Knitting with Hospital Gloves. This principle can be applied to many other things that we have in our lives. We all are, many of us are talking about the budget cuts and the effect that it may or may not have on the average person and how the misinformation that comes from mostly the news media and the people that want to protect the status quo, all of that stuff, the rumors, the fears, the threats, the scare tactics. This is another way where power has been lessened. Because people are sharing information among themselves and they're saying, you know what, we don't believe these people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another, I think, important part. You see what happened in the so-called, an Arab Spring.
Right.
Last year when everything blew up, when there was nothing but connections between people using Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
Amazing. So, Karen, I mean, what are some of the resources we should be using? I mean, I'm at the point where, you know, my dad passed away a couple of years ago. My mom is now in her early 70s, and it's getting to the point where I am taking care of her, me and my brothers. What are some of the resources? I mean, God forbid I should ever have to put her in a home. And you find out that they don't do CPR. I mean, nobody knew to ask those rules. Where do we go to kind of start doing the homework before we have to get there?
Well, I tell you, and I do believe in my book, or I'll post it on my website. A colleague of mine, Gail Carter, has written a fabulous book in order to prepare for the ongoing caregiving of a parent. My book, The Knitting Book, really covers getting through the crisis situation. How to get to the hospital, how to talk to doctors, how to get the best care for your loved one. And then I've listed resources that take you from when your loved one leaves the hospital and then needs ongoing care.
Mm. Have you heard about palliative physician's care?
Yes.
Because I just learned about it last week, and I think it's a really good idea.
It's a relatively
new program, isn't it?
It's
called palliative physician's care. And the way I understand it, and maybe Karen, you'll know more, but it's like a transitional thing. Like if you're not quite ready for hospice, but yet you want to keep your parent or your loved one in their home, this is something. Well, no, it provides like home health care. It's stuff that Medicare pays for, and it's, I think, a relatively new government program. And I mean, I was surprised to learn about it, but I know when we were caring for my grandparents.
Than going to the hospital.
It would have been great, yeah.
Well, and most people, it is. I mean, the most seniors want to stay in their own home as long as they can.
Yeah.
So anytime you can do that with their best interests and their safety and their health, you know, intact, that's, I mean, it's ideal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing I just learned about, too, Dale Carter, who wrote this book, is actually in Connecticut right now taking care of her mother. She hired, until she could get there, she hired a geriatric nurse case manager.
Mm.
And I've never heard of this, but it's brilliant. This woman has just been so helpful. She's obviously a nurse that specializes in elderly health, and she is in person at the assisted living facility checking up on Dale's mother, monitoring her health care, interviewing doctors.
A patient advocate, basically.
Yes.
Mm.
And that was the first I'd heard of that. It's just been a godsend until, you know, somebody who's there until you can get there, and then somebody who helps you when you are there.
Mm. Well, there's lots of information here for those of you who are interested in caregiving. The experiences that Karen has had, very, very much a teaching moment, teachable moment. Knitting Without Hospital Gloves, Karen Reinhardt. Her website is KarenJReinhardt.com. It might be something you can probably get close to on Amazon as well. Karen, thank you for being here and for helping us think a little bit more about something that we're all thinking about more, frankly, today because of the situation with that lady in Bakersfield, California. Karen Reinhardt with us on Good Day, 10:04 the hour.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Where are we here on the Good Day for a while? Looks like it's 51 past the hour, Richard.
sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
You're pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who isn't me today.
La 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 la.
What in the world?
This is...
But that guy just sounded like that.
I feel charming, so pretty, that I hardly can believe I'm real. La, 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 la.
I feel pretty, Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson. What's the name of the movie, Chugger?
Anger Management.
Tops at the box office during this week in 2003. What a wonderful movie.
I just thought that was a bad recording of West Side Story.
Right, the Jets and the whoever else. No, I thought that was an entertaining movie, frankly. But we remember it a little bit here on Good Day as the movie moments portion of the program gets started. Chucker and his reality analyzation of the weekend, the box office, comes up after we have someone try to figure out what the number one movie was during this week in 1999. See if you can muzzle Jennifer, will you please, Rich, so she doesn't screw this one up, too?
Oh, good.
I can't help it that I am a trivia genius.
Jennifer gave the answer to one of our trivia questions earlier without even knowing she was giving the answer.
Right. Nice job, Jennifer. All right, so here we go. We have three excerpts, three pieces of sound from this movie. It was another one of those really sort of... I perceive this or remember it as being a sort of mildly great comedic moment in the theater. Here's the first cut.
You don't hear the word no very often, do you?
I hear it all the time, only it's more like, no, please, no, no.
I got it, yeah. Very good.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, it's that. 888-302-3684 to identify the movie. Next clip.
You know what I do when I'm mad, Paul? I hit a pillow. Just hit the pillow. See how you feel. Feel better?
Yeah, I do.
800. Now, 888-302. Doug, last clip.
It's okay. I wasn't really going to whack you. All right, maybe I was going to whack you. I was real conflicted about it.
All right. So there were a couple of these, weren't there, Chuck, if I remember correctly?
There were two of them.
Yeah. And they're both good. All right, so what's the name of the first one? 888-302-3684 for the prize. Chucker reviews box office totals in a moment for us here on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have in movie news? Box office totals. What happened this weekend?
All right, Doug. It was the opening of the month of March. We got our first big budget Hollywood movie, Jack the Giant Slayer, and pretty much rejected a $20 million opening weekend. Which sounds okay, but actually it's pretty bad considering the budget on this movie was $195 million.
Yeah, the trailers made it look ridiculous, actually. It's
they
stupid.
They say it's okay. It's not my type of film, but I think Hollywood's got to go into a more serious fare type demeanor. They're doing too much of this CGI, big screen, loud noise type movie making, and a lot of people rejecting it. Identity Thief number 2, it's all performed very well. 9.7, 107 million.
Ah, what a piece of garbage that movie is.
Ugh. It's good news for Melissa McCarthy because she's solidified herself as a decent box office.
Garbage.
21 and over, placed third, 9 million. The Last Exorcism 2, 8 million week opening, although it only cost 5 million to produce. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Snitch, 7.7, 24 million.
That was a good movie. I saw that. I thought that was a good movie. How's it doing? What's it taking in so far? 2 weeks?
Well, $24 million in 2 weeks. It's okay. And Oz the Great and Powerful opens Friday, tracking at a $70 million opening week.
What is the movie that opens Friday?
Oz the Great and Powerful, which is a Wizard of Oz prequel.
We got a new one. We got Richard the Oz here on our program. Much better than the movie, Chuck.
That's right.
Okay. All right, who am I talking to? John?
Mike.
Mike, what's the name of the movie?
Hey, this movie is Analyze This.
It is number one movie during this week in 1999. You get the prize, so thank you. Chuck Curry, thanks for your service.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.